is not here.
Well, then fuck you, then, man.
Who are you?
Huh?
Who are you, man?
It's Charlos.
Who?
Charlos.
Charlos?
Yes, stupid.
Fuck you, Charlos.
Hey, fuck you, eh?
Hello?
Hello, is your father there?
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I speak?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, this is Andy.
Alright, hold on.
Hello? Hello?
How are you?
How are you?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, fuck you, hey.
Who are you?
This is Charlos.
Charlos?
Yeah.
You know Charlos?
Yeah.
I want to see you in front of me, and then you tell me what do you want, okay?
Okay, fuck you, eh?
Hello?
My friend.
How are you?
How are you?
Okay.
So what are you doing?
Who is this?
Huh? It's Charlos, eh?
Are you Charlos? I need you, Charlos.
How are you?
You don't call me early.
Huh?
Why you don't call me?
Because I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad. I'm very busy, Charlos. I talk to you later, okay?
Fuck you, eh?
Okay, bye-bye, Charlos.
Fuck you, eh?
Okay.
Fuck you.
Bye.
Fuck you.
Bye.
Tell me fuck you.
Why you don't come in to fuck me in phone?
What?
Why you don't come in over here and fuck me?
Fucking speak English, we're back.
You are a son of a bitch.
Speak English, we're back.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
All right.
It is Thursday, September 1st, 2011. 2001? Damn.
One.
I'm like 10 years into the future. Are you sure? Anyway, we're having another party here at Skid Row Studios. Tonight we are going to have Adam Shankman in, and we're going to talk to him about what he's doing. He has a kids show, and he's doing a lot of comedy shows and stuff. And but before we do that, last week we had Brian Whitman in, and I gave him a ride home. And everybody knows Brian Whitman is like kind of like a liberal guy and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but he's really open minded, man.
Yeah, he is.
A really cool dude.
He
I
is.
Really like hanging out with him.
Trip on this, man. I had my phone going.
Man. Oh, for real?
Did you have a good time? Today?
Yeah. So this is us on the ride home. Just listen to it.
It was awesome.
Thank you for showing up, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh no, I was happy to do it.
Yeah.
That was fun. I love the clips you had.
Yeah. Of Susan and James Quall.
Yeah, where you were driving them home?
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny shit, dude.
Yeah, man.
What, they had like no idea that you were taping them?
No, like I just...
So they're fucking stupid, right? I mean, how could somebody not know they're being taped, right?
They're dumb. I don't want to say they're dumb, but, you know, they're special. They're, like, you know, simple-minded people, you know, but...
Well, believe me, you'd have to be simple-minded to not know you're being fucking taped.
Right.
You know, when you're being driven. I mean, you know, it's like...
Right. I guess, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not taping you right now.
No, dude. Shit, I
wouldn't
do that. You have too much respect for me to do that. I know that. But it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, but what she said about, like, the Mexicans and the blacks, I didn't want to say it on the show because I have an image, you know. I was with ABC for years, you know.
Right.
I'm Brian Whitman, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm, like, not a fucking joke.
Right, right. You're the real deal. I mean, you're a pro, man.
Yeah, I'm a fucking professional. I'm Brian Whitman. So I don't go on the air and say, like, that Mexicans can't, you know, like, you know, like, I don't go on the air and say, like, Mexicans reproduce like cockroaches.
Right.
I believe that, dude. And
you
it's
do?
But it's obviously true. I mean, look around L.A. I mean, look where we are right now on this freeway.
Right.
I mean, how many Mexicans are in that pickup right there? I mean, at least three, right?
There's
in the front seat.
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, so it's just like, you know, and blacks, you know.
Right. Okay, black people, yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, you were just asking Susan, like, you know, what she thinks of blacks, right?
Right.
And they were just being honest. They were keeping it real because most white people don't like blacks.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm not going to go on the air and say that.
Right.
But now I'll tell you.
They get on your nerves.
Well, yeah. Especially the ones who, like, they want a job. You know, they want to, you know what I mean? Like, they want to go to restaurants and stuff. It's like, you know, it's like enough is enough, you know?
Right. Wow.
I'm a liberal and everything. Right. I'm like a progressive.
Right.
But, you know, let's take it easy. You know what I mean?
Let's slow down a little bit, huh?
So, dude, how do you know when the Asians have moved into the neighborhood?
How?
The Mexicans get car insurance. It's fucking great, right?
That's a good one.
Because
man.
Asians can't drive for shit. Because their eyes, you know, you know what I mean? It's like about their eyes, right?
Well, yeah.
And they're bad drivers, but is it a coincidence that their eyes are slanted and they also crash all the time?
Yeah. It's like, how do they see out of
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. I'm just keeping it real with you, you know?
Yeah, man.
Not like on the radio, on the phony, really, on the air.
If people would hear something like this.
They go, that's not Brian Whitman, you know? Yeah. He's like a liberal, you know, but they don't, you know. And then the other thing is Mexicans don't traditionally buy car insurance because they don't give a shit. Oh, you know, and they probably can't afford it, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wow, man.
Wow.
Excuse me.
That is another side of that coin. I did not see that coming.
That was, I was kind of shocked, man. That was pretty shocking. He felt really comfortable in my car, you know? I mean, he was just like, you know, just letting it fly. Here's another clip, man. Check this out.
I was just raised in a white neighborhood with white people.
Right.
And that's my comfort zone. You know, whites.
Nobody's perfect.
No, but white people are more likely to be perfect than people who aren't white. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
So.
Yeah. Some people, if they would hear something like that coming out of Brian Whitman's mouth, they'd be kind of surprised or shocked, right?
They'll never hear it.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true. I wouldn't record you, so.
Dude, I know that. I mean, I know that you would. I know that you have respect for me.
Yeah, man.
And I'm not an idiot. I've been doing this for 25 fucking years. If I'm being taped, I know it.
Right.
You know.
You're around tape every day.
It's all since I'm 13 years old. I've been taping stuff. Yeah. I know when I'm being taped.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, I would never do that because, like,
you want a blowjob?
What's a blowjob? What does that mean?
Oral sex.
Oh no, I don't want that, man. No.
Oh. What do you think it was, like, code for, like, an In-N-Out burger or something?
Yeah.
I was offering to put my mouth on your penis.
All right.
So, I'm sort of kidding, you know?
Yeah.
So
I mean, I would hate for... I mean, if this was being recorded, people knowing that you're offering the host of a internet radio show a blowjob, that'd be pretty
weird,
but you're just a guy.
I mean, you're just a guy. Right. I mean, sure, you do a radio show, but when you put your head on the pillow, you're a dude.
That's cool.
It's all good, dude.
That's all right, man.
It's all good. This is my exit, by the way. This is where I'm going to get out of
the park. Right here,
the next one up here. Sorry.
All right.
Look at these homeless blacks, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, hopefully they get homes or you don't really care.
No, but, you know, I like it when I see, like, Oprah buy them homes.
Right.
You know, she does that shit.
Right.
And that's, like, kind of, I think, like, you know, look out for your own, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like, I'm glad that she does that.
Yeah. Anybody complain, you just be like, hey, why don't you call Oprah?
Well, no, because historically, I mean, you look at how much white people have, like, put out for blacks, you know, like, all of the charity programs, all of the social welfare. Uh-huh. You know, see someone like Oprah, it's like, okay, you know, she's black, you know, get, like, buy homes for these blacks. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to do it. You know, she, yeah.
Do you have any kids?
Nah, dude.
No.
I hate kids. I would never say this on the air.
Right.
Because I'm a progressive. On the air, that's like, oh, Brian Whitman, he's a liberal, right?
Right.
But I'm for, in some cases, like, mandatory sterilization and forced abortions.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, that's a pretty cool way of thinking. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, cause some, like, no, some people, it's like,
there's too many people.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and, like, I think you can look at people and go, you know, all right, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't have a kid. You know, maybe we should strap you down and force an abortion on you. You know what I mean? Which is not a politically correct thing to say.
What kind of people do you think should?
Well, I mean, like, I'm gonna, you know, leave that for you, but you're not stupid.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Are you stupid?
Kind of, a little bit.
That's true. Yeah, man. He was fucking saying some crazy shit, man. Let's just burst through these. Check this one out, man.
You just go to the 134 up here.
All right.
Now I'm just going to jump out.
You're going to go score some coke or something? Or?
No, I do heroin, dude.
Oh. Yeah,
I shoot it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just sleeping pills that you had.
I say that on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's bullshit.
It's bullshit. It's heroin.
It's not heroin all the time, but more times than not it is. Yeah, don't exit here, though, dude, because you cannot score H on Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right,
cool.
You've got to go into, like, North Hollywood. You got to go, like, deep into the valley.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's probably the only time you'll talk to, like, a black or a Mexican person, right, to get your H.
Or when, like, you know, my landscapers, they're Mexican.
Right.
And I'll say, like, you know, Salida, when it's time for them to exit and go. That's communicating with them, you know? You know what I mean? You know what I mean, right?
Right, yeah, you know.
You know, so. So who are you going to vote for? Not Obama, right? Did you vote for Obama?
I voted for Howard Stern.
Oh, really? That's cool.
You can write stuff in.
Yeah, you write in Howard Stern, yeah. I write in Hitler.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
Right.
And it's not a joke.
You're into Hitler?
Well, I mean, he got the trains, you know, the trains ran on time. You know, people say that he didn't do anything.
Right.
With the trains late.
Uh-huh.
They weren't.
Well, yeah, he did bring about the bug, the Volkswagen bug, which is pretty.
Oh, yeah, he did, right? Yeah, that. See? So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah. It's the whole Jew thing. Yeah.
Well, I don't really think it happened.
You don't think it happened?
No. You can take that exit right up there. Then I got to go deep, 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 deep into the valley. For heroin!
Yeah, I mean, wow, man.
Please don't ever tell anyone I talk like this.
No, man. Come on, dude. Look at me. Do you think I would...
No, I wouldn't...
I'm not a little...
That was it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, this is all, like, personal stuff. And, like, I wouldn't...
Well, look, here's what I've told you. I've told you I do heroin.
Right.
Okay. I've told you
I won't say anything about that.
I'm for forced abortions.
Right.
I've told you I like blacks unless they try to get a job or, you know, buy a house.
Right.
Okay. I told you it's Oprah's place to help the black homeless.
Right. Cough it up.
Mexicans don't buy car insurance. They don't give a shit.
Right.
Okay. Asians can't drive because their eyes are slanted. You gotta make a right turn here, dude.
Okay.
Oh, and I offered you a blowjob.
And you offered me a blowjob, yeah. These are all things that I definitely will not, like, rebroadcast or anything on the show. I don't know what I would rebroadcast because I'm not recording.
Oh, nothing. No, what I did on the show is what you can play. I mean...
Oh, okay, yeah.
When the mic's on and I know what I'm doing, you know, then you play it.
Yeah.
You know,
but, black people are great. Hispanic people are great. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Brian Whitman's a liberal, progressive, you know, voted for Obama. Tell people that.
All right. Cool. Where's your ideal... What's your, like, utopia? Where's your ideal place to live?
Like, well, like, remember Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber? He lived in Montana.
Right.
He had a shack, remember?
Right.
That wasn't a bad vibe. I'll make it right here. Right. Yep. Behind this car. Look at this Jap car. These Japanese cars. It's like, would you drive that thing, dude? People drive these cars, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, buy a good German car, you know?
It's amazing what people will say when they don't know that they're being recorded. Wow, man. And we finally got home, man. Here's the last clip, man. I love these clips, dude.
Thanks again for letting me do the show tonight.
No problem, man. It was our pleasure. You did a good job. I like the face that you did show. And I.
Well, that's my public face, so that's my public image, you know.
I won't say anything about this.
No, dude, we're tight now, you know.
I'm not going to rebroadcast any of this stuff.
Well, you can't because you're not taping it.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
I've been doing this 25 years, dude.
That's what I mean.
How can you fucking run something you don't have on tape?
Exactly.
You know, you think I'm retarded?
That's what I mean.
You think I'm retarded?
I'm a little slow.
And by the way, retarded, that's like a great word. They don't let you use that anymore. If you go on the air and you say, oh, he's a retard.
Right.
They get pissed. Mad. Yeah, the ADA gets pissed at you. Well, you know, fuck me for living, but they are retarded.
Right. That's, I mean... If why would a normal person
well, anybody
bang his head on the fucking window?
No.
Yeah.
You know, that's a retard.
Yeah. It's just good to, like, let that out.
Like, developmentally challenged.
Right.
You know, right, sure. And I'm the tooth fairy, you know?
Right. If forced abortions were around...
The law of the land?
Yeah. Maybe, you know...
We prevent that kind of thing. Amen. Yeah. You know? It's time to bring God back into school, too.
Exactly. That's what was missing this whole time.
They shut God out, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, man.
Well, thanks again, man.
Awesome, dude. We really had a good time, man.
I loved it. But really more, I like this, like keeping it real with you.
Yeah.
You see the 7-Eleven, dude?
He's keeping it real, man.
Yeah.
You go in there. I mean, I'll give you $20. You go in there any day of the week. And it's open all the time, right? It never closes.
Right.
If you can say, call me up, say, Whitman, there's somebody behind the counter who's not a dothead. And like, I come in there and you know, I give you $20, dude. But you can't find him, you know? It's like, oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. It's like constantly in there, you know? Oh, no, 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 no. You know, please. Wow. You know what I mean?
Wow, I never heard this side of you. Wow.
It's keeping it real, bro. You know, and when people, like, people will email you, trust me, they will. They'll be like, wow, yeah, Brian Whitman, you know, he's, like, the greatest. Just type back to those people, like, you know, like, type back, not only is he the most talented guy I've ever met, but he's, like, the sweetest person. Because I like to play that card.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't have a pen right now. Hopefully I remember that.
Well, it's not too hard. Most talented, sweetest. Two.
Sweetest, most talented?
Yeah, well, talented first. Difference? Talented first, I prefer.
Talented first?
Right.
All right.
And smart.
Yeah. I kind of feel
and
like
sweet,
a...
sweet, you know, a good
kind
person.
Of feel like dicks here. Right. Like, we're screwing this guy over, you know?
And heterosexual did not offer any blowjobs.
No, don't tell people that, dude.
All right.
Do you see, you make me even nervous, like, bringing that up, like you're fucking with me.
What are you nervous about, bro? There ain't no taping going on.
Oh, yeah, bro. Are you even getting all Mexican, bro? Getting all... What do you mean, bro? No taping going on, bro?
Relax.
Yeah, it's great shit, dude. All right, it's coming up on the right here. No, so, dude, I'm going to get out of the car. You sure you don't want a blowjob?
I'm positive, man.
It's all good, bro.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, man.
You got it, dude.
Awesome.
Thanks, bro.
Radical.
Yeah, man. And we want to thank Brian Whitman for coming on last week, man. That was a good show. You got to check it out, man. And thank you for the clips, Mr. Whitman.
Just
that was cool.
Just really opened up.
Well, I like it when people open up, man. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a couple songs, and we're going to come back with our special in-studio guest, Adam Shankman, on the More Music Radio Pod.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh! Jim Kelman, what you do?
Skid Row. LA.
sense into the future, Anakin.
Whitman doing Tom Likas, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. These bitches do a good job.
Blow me up, Dad.
Yeah, I like to let this one just kind of play out a little bit till you get to the fucking payoff, man.
Yeah. You know who this is?
Oh,
can you tell who it is? You've heard it before on the Music Radio Pod.
Yeah.
Dude, this is Dr. Doolittle right here, man. Hey, Jeremy, did you get this single? Did you get this single when you were a kid, man?
No, I didn't have the single, man, but I remember when it was played on MTV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time with Rick James on WWW Skid Row LA. 800-893. Yeah, hey, that was the first time I hit the post, man. That was the first time I hit the post. Fuck. Man, since Brian Whitman was here, man, I'm starting to become like kind of radio-y, you know? Shit, man. Anyway, so on the more music...
I'm kind of radio-y in like a KXLU kind of way.
Yeah, I'm radio-y in like I have all kind of like substances in my brain right now. I'm getting feeling really good right now. Yeah. Hey, so anyway, we have Adam Shankman in studio. All right.
Yeah.
Party. Welcome all to the More Music Radio Pod, man. Hey, what's going on, dude? How you doing?
Oh, hey. Hi, how are you?
Oh, who's this guy?
Oh, hi, I'm Adam O.
Adam O. Hey, I never met the Breakfast Show character that you do, man.
Oh, that's really me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, good to meet you, Adam O.
Nice to meet you, Mormons.
Yeah. Hey, so what's going on in your neighborhood, guy?
It's a little late. I should be, you know, wearing a bolo tie and drinking jasmine tea while driving a stick shift. It's a little after 8:30, Mormons.
Yeah, man. Yeah, sorry for getting on kind of late, man. I was just drunk the whole night already.
I know, we were just running those Brian Whitman clips because we were kind of, you know, getting lubed up for the
show. Did you hear those Brian Whitman clips?
Yeah, I did. I don't want to really
You don't
say
like it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, okay. So you believe in that? You agree with Brian Whitman in those circumstances?
No, I don't understand his words.
Oh, okay. All right.
But listen, I want to start my show right now, okay?
Oh, okay.
So sing along with me.
Everybody, Adam Whitman.
One, two, three, four. Adam O. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Here we go. Start the show. Take a bite.
Bite.
Take a bite.
Make it right.
Make it right.
Spaghetti-O.
Spaghetti-O.
No. Wait till lunch.
Wait till lunch.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
A cereal bunch.
What?
What?
Adam O.
Adam O.
Adam O.
Here we go.
Breakfast show.
Yeah. All right. Adam O. That was weird, man. But that was cool. I had fun. That was good.
Man.
Well, I run a kid show, Mormons, and it's a live kid show here in Los Angeles.
Why aren't you drinking your beer, man? We bought some beer for you. You want to have a beer?
You mean water?
Hey, man, that beer.
We'll get you some water if you want some water.
That beer ain't gonna drink itself. That's all I'm saying.
What beer are you talking about? It's just water. You're drinking beer.
It's just beer, man. So, okay, well, you don't drink. That's fine. We'll get
it's mostly water.
We'll get you some water.
Yeah, I'm not a drinker.
All right.
I have to, you know, I do kid shows.
I thought I was getting drunk with Adam Shankman that last time.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sorry. That's a different dude.
Listen, Vince, anyways, about my kid's show.
Oh, okay.
You know, let me tell you about my kid's show.
All right.
Do you care to listen?
Sure. I mean, because I love kid's shows, man.
What?
Dan, cool. Is it okay if I tell you about my kid's show?
Put it right, Dan. You cool with
I mean, this show is for the kids, but it's not for the kids.
100% for the kids.
Adam, I don't know how many kids are listening to the More Music Radio Pod, man. This is
hey,
like
kids,
an uncensored
if you'd like to call
show.
800-893-9562.
Yeah.
All the youngins. I like the youngins.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, weird. listen, so I do a monthly show. It takes place inside a cereal factory.
Right.
The kids are served cereal.
Right,
they
what kind
eat
of cereal?
Cereal, Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops.
What's your favorite cereal?
Adam O's.
Adam O's? You have your own cereal?
I do. I'm the mascot of a cereal. Adam O's, the most popular cereal in the Milky Way.
What it tastes like?
Not what you're drinking. It tastes like creamy milk.
I mean,
whiskey?
I mean, Adam O, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
it tastes like creamy milk.
Creamy
okay,
milk, which I get from the milkman. Mm. Bingo the milkman.
Ah, does it taste like creamy milk and spoons? Because that's a good cereal.
Creamy milk and spoon. Yeah, it does. So yeah. So I'm really excited because, you know, I'm the most popular kids host in the good old U.S. of A right now.
Where are you doing your show at? Where can we see it?
You could see it. We just did our we're on a 2-week hiatus. So give us another 2 weeks to plan that. We just did a Comedy Central special on the 18th of August.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What happened? So what is that? Like, when is it going to air actually on Comedy Central? Or is it just
Comedy
kinda...
Central is a station like a
that's where they have the comedies
like a TV station.
It was a
that's
live show. It was a live show. It was a live pilot to see if it flies. So mm-hmm. It was with a studio audience and 100 people. It was in 3D. I was in 3D.
Oh, awesome.
Wow, kind of like now. That's cool.
What do you mean?
You're in 3D right now because you're here.
We're doing this. It's like, this is real.
Are you okay, man? You look really uncomfortable.
Well, there's a lot of just, you guys seem a little bit like, you know.
Oh, come on, man. We're just having a little bit of drink. You know, it's all right. You know, we're smoking a little bit of
There's expiration date on you know? All this stuff.
But
it's all going to go bad.
Yeah, I got to keep my image.
Are you really? Are you seriously, man? Adam?
Yeah.
Are you really? Are you okay? Is everything cool, dude? I mean.
Yeah, it's just late. And it's like I'm a kid star right now, and I can't really be out this late.
Oh.
Doing an adult.
All right.
Okay. Well, is it.
What are you worried about, though? Trust me, there's no kids.
Does the smoke get to your allergies? Or, like, because we could just, like, pop these shrooms.
No, seriously, man. There's no kids or anything.
Because there's no odor or anything.
You don't understand, guys. I have an audience of parents.
Parents?
Parents.
Trust me, they're not listening to the More Music Radio Pod, man.
Jesse James is a parent. He's not a real good guy. So, I mean, we could cater to that guy.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's not good.
You mean the bandit from, like, in the 1800s? Or?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes and yes.
That's weird. No, man, seriously, just, like, have a good time, man. I mean, dude, Adam, come on, man. We've been out to fucking strip clubs and shit before, and we've drank. So just have a drink. You know, I understand you're doing, but, dude, don't worry, dude. Nobody's going to fucking get you in trouble. There's no kids listening. Just, like, relax, man. You're going to make me uncomfortable. You know?
So, you're...
Anyway, so, Adam...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adam.
You know.
Just wanted to talk about my... my breakfast show.
All right, okay. Well, tell us about the breakfast show, man. Come on, your cereal. You got an Atomos.
So, yeah,
cereal.
New cereal.
We'll get back into it. All right, maybe we can just edit this out afterwards. You know?
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the breakfast show. It's a live show. We have an impersonator that does David Lynch. Hi, kids. I'm David Lunch. It's all about lunch. We have Chickster, Uncle Chickster. He's an old man.
I seen him on the internet. He's like an old fellow.
He's a very old fella. We have Inky the Centaur. She's like a half horse, half woman. that's my sister. So.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
Inky,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why Inky? Because you said Inky. I was.
Is it Adamo's sister? Or is it Adam Shankman's sister? Who is it?
Adamo's sister.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you want another? So you want to hear more or what?
Yeah, man, go for it. This is good.
Okay.
I'm really loving it.
Okay.
This whiskey is helping, by the way. Are you sure you don't want a shot, man? Come on. Dude, that last time when you were with that fucking stripper dude, come on, man. You were fucking like pretty much eating her out. All right, man, I'm sorry, dude. No, Dad, am I fucking up here, man? What's going on, dude?
Well, I think he's worried about the kids, but...
Oh, come on, man.
Nah. But the kids...
Listen, I really love your guys' music. The Mormons, you guys are amazing.
Oh, now you're trying to make us feel guilty, right? All right, cool. You're going to play that card?
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah, we love our music, too.
Yeah.
So
we even played one of your shows, remember? And after that, we went and you licked a hooker. Come on, man, relax. This is how we are. This is what we do on the radio show. You're supposed to just be like open and honest and stuff like that. And, you know, this is, you know, we're not holding back. It's not a big deal, man. Oh, hey, you know what, man? Hold on a second. Let's take a break. We got a call. Adam, let's take a call. Hello? Man. Relax, dude. Take a drink of your water. Okay. You are on the More Music, a very weird, strange, More Music Uncomfortable radio pod with Adam O.
Hello, child.
Hello, I like Adam O. I want to ask him a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Adam, if I go to your morning show, will you touch my pee-pee?
Will you touch his pee-pee for him, please?
Guys, come on. What's going on here?
Hey, man.
Fucking Adam.
Okay, well,
fucking
I'm here
to have a fucking show, dude. Come
nothing,
on, man.
I have nothing to do with this caller.
Making fun. It's fun.
Adam, if it helps, I'm over 18.
Oh, okay. Will he be allowed to be in your show?
Wow,
in your show?
That
or do you like? Or
country.
Do you like more under 18 kids for your show?
I like them under 18.
Oh, all right, cool. We're gonna use that as a soundbite.
You like, or you like?
No, I like them to come to my show under 18.
All right, man. We're making a joke, man. Kind of go with it. Aren't you like a comedian or something? Shit. I'm sorry.
My length is like about like a hot dog.
Adam, let me ask you this. Are there any of your kids that come to your show, are they hung like about like a hot dog? Have you seen them?
Okay.
No, that's okay. All right. Well, whatever. All right. Thank you, caller, for calling into the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you.
We're just trying to have a good time. Just relax, man. What's going on with your comedy shows, dude?
You mean what the breakfast show?
The breakfast show, yeah.
Oh, it's.
Are you Adam O still, or are you Adam Shankman now, or what's going on? That reminded me of like when Pee Wee Herman was like going on Howard Stern, and like they couldn't tell whether they were interviewing or they wanted to interview Pee Wee Herman or Paul Rubens or something like that. Is that what's going on?
I don't.
Dude, you're not gonna fucking cry right now, are you? Dude? Dan, are you fucking saying what I'm saying right
now?
Man,
this is getting real.
Guest to cry on the More Music Radio Pod,
man.
Man, is he putting me on Dan or was he?
We need to call James Qual to like figure out how to deal with these situations.
Hello, caller. Hello? You're on the air with the More Music Radio Pod, and Adam Shankman is apparently crying right now.
No, Adam O is.
Adam O.
Oh, is this the piñata?
No, this is not the piñata. That was piñata hour. You can catch on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock on skidrow.la. Who am I talking to?
This is Harry.
Harry? Right? What's going on, Harry? You're on the air with Adam O.
Oh, hi. This is Harry Manos.
Harry Manos?
Yeah. Yeah. And
how'd you get that name? From jacking off too much?
Yeah, well, when they say don't do that, and you might get hair in your palms, it's true.
Yeah, it is. Trust me, I had laser hair removal on my palms because I was just...
I thought you had stigmata.
I'm actually Harry Manos the Third. It's actually an old family name.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm third generation.
Oh, okay. Good. Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. But too, I also wanted to give a shout out to Matt Time Radio.
Oh, Matt Time Radio. Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah. You know, the thing about Matt Time Radio, that's a show about MMA, so it's really hard to talk shit about those guys because they'll just fucking come and kick our ass, dude.
I know. We were like we enjoy the show. It's good.
Yeah.
But we were like...
I heard they're not too tough, but...
Yeah.
That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all right.
Well,
I'll take your word for it.
Matt Time Radio, man.
Because we were not going to make fun of them and, like, just tell them how awesome they were.
Well, cool. Oh, wow. Okay. And that reminds me, everybody listen to Matt Time Radio after the Love Bite show, right, Jeremy, on skidrow.la?
Yep, 6 to 7. People Sunday, to 7. Sunday, Sunday.
People who can kick my ass are super cool.
Oh, nice. Okay, guys. Later.
Okay, cool, man. Later on, dude.
Thanks for calling, man.
Are you okay, man? Adam?
Yeah, can I just get... just some more water. I'm a little better. He said something about hair.
I have to go downstairs and get you water, Adam. So, there's beer right here. Just have a sip of this beer.
Just I'm thirsty, and he said, Harry, I shave my legs for each show. I'm not going to lie.
Did you shave your legs for every, what, breakfast show?
Adam O? Yeah, I mean...
Adam O?
Just, you know, I'm normal. Don't you have hair on your legs?
Yeah, but you don't have to shave it, you know?
Well, it preserves the... It keeps it more, like, kid-friendly.
Oh, okay. Because kids want to see...
Kids want to know what they know.
You're weird, man.
Look at my... Here, look, if you don't believe me, look at my leg.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Very shiny, too. And white.
Listen, I need some water. I'm calming down. You're right. I should relax a little bit. Just give me a glass of water.
You're like doing like a bit or something, right?
Thank you. All right. Thank you very
glass
much,
of water.
Dan. Thank you.
There's some water.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, you know
fucking
what?
Vodka, man.
I don't know. I mean, what's going on? I mean, should we take another like music break or something? Are you comfortable, man? Are you
so
okay?
So when you're doing your modeling on your cereal boxes, what kind of
this is a very uncomfortable
what do you wear exactly?
I wear a seersucker suit shorts, and it's very fitted to my body, the bow tie, not Godfather Pee-wee.
The kids like the shape of your body, is that right?
It's not about the kids that like the shape of my
body. I'm trying to understand.
Dude, I mean, come on, cheer up a little bit, man. Come on. Dude, you're on a radio show. There are some people listening to you right now, so.
Vince, I'm real. I'm not.
You're not what? What are you trying to say?
So,
dude?
You know, we're kind of friends with Sandra Oh. Any relation?
Yeah, are you related to Sandra Oh, the Asian American actress, or you're just not? Are you having fun, dude? Come on. Oh, hold on. Maybe we'll get something from this caller.
This might be the inventor of the Jelly Belly.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, the breakfast show. What day is that?
Yeah, what day?
the breakfast show. I got this one.
There you go.
The breakfast show.
It's at breakfast time?
Come on. Let me speak.
I'm sorry, Mr. O.
Sorry, sir. Hi, what's your
name? Sorry, Adam O. Go ahead, man.
Adam O. Hi. What's your name?
Lee.
Hi, Lee. The breakfast show is... it's a monthly show every Sunday morning at 3 p.m.
What channel?
It's not on a channel yet.
Okay.
I'm going to get it on a channel. Do you want to help me get it on a channel?
Okay.
No, I saw your show at HM 157 House up in Broadway.
Oh, right there in Lincoln Heights.
Oh, yeah. I got this one. Hi. Well, yeah, okay. Lincoln Heights. What about it? Yeah. Adamo.
All right.
What? Keep going.
Yeah,
that was a real good show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. What else? Oh, yeah? You want to come give your whole family 19 tickets?
It's Lincoln Heights, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to the Mormon show.
Oh, hey, thanks, hey, man.
Oh,
thanks,
more about me.
This sounds like our friend. Is this our friend?
Yeah.
What's going on, Lee? Everybody, this is Lee from the Piñata Hour. That's on skidrow.la.
The Breakfast Show, it's not out there already. I thought it was already out there on some type of channel or...
Yeah. Comedy Central, we just did our special.
Right, they're going to do Comedy Central.
What else do you want? Do you want my phone number? Okay.
No, it's like just for kids or it's for
kids
adults
and adults.
Well?
Adults will
kids
enjoy
and adults.
It. I got this one. Kids and adults.
Kids and adults.
Yeah, kids and adults.
Kids and adults. Okay.
Cool. It will be super cool to book you down for a show.
What kind of show though? It has to be
what kind of show?
Kid show.
What kind of, it has to be a kid show?
Like, at a bar? Can you do a show at a bar?
No. Absolutely.
Yes, you can. Come on, man. You want to make fucking money or what, dude?
I'm not. It's not. It's for the kids, not the money.
All right. Well. Okay. So you don't want money then? Okay.
It's not for the money, Vince.
This guy's funny.
You just love being around children,
Vince. It's not for the. It's children is my
passion.
I also want to give a shout out to. I want to give a shout out to the Mad Time Radio Show.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, that's right. Everybody, we're giving shout outs to Matt Time Radio. We're afraid of them because they're going to beat the shit out of us if we ever talk shit to them.
Well,
so.
You know, when I saw some pictures of it, he looks tough on the picture. But when you see him, it's like, what? How did this happen?
Okay, I just can't. Excuse me. Sorry, sir.
What's going on, dude?
Gotta go tap a kidney in the restroom. Excuse me.
Hey, hold on a second. Where are you going, dude? What's the matter?
Lee, we just want to explain, we're not ignoring you. It's just Mr. O is getting very uncomfortable here.
Hold on a second. Let me take a look. Let me take a second here.
While Vince is just trying to loosen up here because this is a very odd
interview. Just save me half a...
Okay,
just save me half a rail.
You rock the mic and I'm going to...
Save me half a rail.
I'll do this.
Hey, the Marvel music, it's about that.
Whoa.
It's a really weird show.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Thanks, dude. You think it's
listen.
So look, we got to be honest, Mr. O. We're very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
How do you deal with when these kids are very uncomfortable around you?
Hey, Adam,
how
do
they loosen up?
Because Adam, do you want some of this sugar,
drugs,
man? All right,
Listen.
Dude, relax, man. Come on.
You're doing cocaine in front of me right now.
Dude, shut the fuck up. What the fuck is the matter with you,
asshole? This is the magic of radio. You didn't need to say that.
Doesn't matter, okay?
Dude.
I just can't stand for this shit.
Jeremy, you're going to have to fucking edit this out, dude. I don't want fucking people knowing what we're doing.
I'm hearing sirens.
Adam,
like right
you're being
now,
a fucking
dude.
Dick right now, dude.
I'm being a dick. You just did 14 lines of cocaine.
It was
in
just
front of
two
me.
Lines.
No.
Jeremy,
I'm sorry, kids. If you're listening out there, hi, I'm Adam.
Hold on a second. Dude, all right. Come on. Let's start over.
All right.
We're going to have to, dude, because of your shit, dude, we're going to have to fucking start the show over now.
Okay, you know what? Then don't do cocaine in front
of
me.
Dude, shut the fuck
up,
man.
I'm here
to
talk about
fucking...
a kid's show, and you're doing cocaine, and your sidekick here is just laughing, drinking 9 beers an hour.
Dude, come on, man.
Come on,
we're fucking adults, man. We like to do stuff.
Dude, I give up the adult.
Dude, Adam, are you serious? Dude, man, the fucking shit that we were doing that night when we were with those fucking strippers, man.
Dude, please.
Lee, don't
believe anything he's saying. This is bullshit.
All right, dude.
I'm sorry. Listen. This is not.
We're trying our best to fucking make this a good show, man.
We need a breakfast show in Skiro, but that would be too early.
Hey, you hear that, Adam?
I'm not in the mood right now.
Everybody listen for a second. You hear that? They're coming to rescue our show because you're fucking it up right now, dude.
On Saturday morning, you will be perfect for a breakfast show.
Listen, I'm going to leave. I can't take this.
Dude, hold on 1 second. Let's take a break. We're going to play a couple songs. Adam, we'll be back, dude. We're going to play a couple songs. Maybe we could find. We'll talk a little bit in the break, okay? Dude, just relax, man.
I'm leaving.
All right, dude, relax. You're not fucking leaving, dude.
You need to do whatever you need to do.
Come all the way the fuck down here.
But you just need to not wreck our fucking radio show. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not pissed because I'm fucking coked out, dude. I'm fucking.
But let's go play some songs.
Pissed because I fucking came out with the rest down.
All right, we're gonna play some
songs. Jeremy, just play the next couple songs, man. We'll be back on More Music Radio. Bye.
Fuck you, dick face. Fuck
the More Music Radio Pod.
Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles.
On Skid Row.
Hello, this is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. They're going all the way to number one.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod, man. Rick Dees.
Hot 92.3,
this is baby. Rick Dees. I wish I could do that fucking impersonation, man. That's
what do you
good,
mean,
man.
Impersonation? That was Rick Dees.
Yeah, man. All right, yeah, that was really Rick Dees. Thanks, Brian Whitman, for introducing us to Rick Dees. Sorry, man. So in the break, we kind of calmed down. Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
All right, dude. Seriously, man.
Yeah, we had some breathing time. It was good. It was like composure.
I don't know what this show is going to sound like, but I mean, you know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Right.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, dude?
Chilling.
So you seem like a real uncomfortable still.
Nah, I'm cool. What's up?
Fuck.
What are you doing?
What's up, dude? What's the matter, Jeremy?
Fucking having trouble finding a vein, man.
I mean, that shit's all boiled up.
I know.
It's ready to go.
It's fucking disgusting.
Are you using the one on your ball? Your right ball.
It's the right ball.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem, actually.
Oh, okay. The left nut gets in. Remember, Jeremy, the last time I was helping you, the left nut was infected. I was holding it.
Right.
And it was like kind of.
Dude,
I was getting my right and my left mixed up.
Okay.
You know?
Dude, this adults have fun, okay?
I'm an adult now. I feel good. Just, dude, we're just talking about veins and shit. I don't know what.
Yeah.
And what are you doing over
we're
there?
We're creepy. I mean, what? You're an adult that hangs out with kids. I mean, at least we're being creepy with adults, other adults.
Dude, I'm cool. I just need time to relax and chill out.
All right.
I feel good. I had a lot of water. I'm cool.
All right. Well, you know, everybody has what they need to have, and Jeremy just needed to find the right vein on his nut to inject.
Okay, first of all,
he's an insulin. It's insulin. It's not heroin. It's insulin.
I'm a diabetic.
He's diabetic.
It's 10 o'clock at night. You're hanging out with like a punk rock band in the middle of Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly did you think was going to be happening?
You think we're not going to be fucking shooting up insulin tonight?
I don't remember like much of any. Chances are we came down here fine,
mm-hmm.
but now like shit got real fucked up. And
I don't know. Maybe we'll just fucking throw a repeat right now, or something for the podcast.
And that's just the way it goes. Know. So, but I don't know what you thought was going to happen when you came in the middle of downtown.
Listen, dude. I just come on. Give me a space right now. I feel good.
Okay.
All right. I feel good.
Are you feeling all right?
I don't know what. I feel weird, but I feel a little.
What makes you feel weird?
Just. Would you stop?
Oh, dude.
My head is.
You're being so uptight
right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Come on, man. Everybody's having a good time.
No, it's cool, man. You're right.
You're acting the way I act around kids.
Hold on a second. Give me that lighter, man.
You know, looks good. No one.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Are you drinking that water we gave you? Yeah, you drank the water? Are you drinking the water?
Hey, dude, was that lightning's water?
He drank it, dude.
That was lightning's water, right?
What a fucking asshole, dude.
What do you mean?
There was a guest that we had called Lightning Woodcock.
Lightning Woodcock.
Really? And he was
you were thirsty.
Lightning Woodcock?
He's a hell of a guy.
No way.
You think he's good now.
Are you feeling better now, like Adam? 20.
But man. I want to know more about Lightning Woodcock.
He got a whole bunch of LSD.
Yeah, he was up in San Francisco. He was on tour.
He brought us a whole bunch of it here.
You're kidding me.
He brought some to the studio.
Hey, Jeremy, I put a little something in Adam's water, dude. Yeah.
A fucking purple micro dot. you're gonna have a good time.
So are you feeling better, Adam?
Dude, what do you mean?
Are you still Adamo, the kid guy, or what's going on with you?
Nah, dog. I did that show, but I'm cool.
Oh, all right. So now this is the real dude that's coming out.
What time? You got a show tomorrow morning, or
no?
Because
I'm gonna tune in.
Yes.
Fuck, man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering how long that shit was gonna go. Okay, this is what happened in the break. Fucking Adam fucking tried to escape the show because he was all being up. Remember, you were being uptight, man.
Yeah.
Fucking well. while Dan was like holding him back and holding him down and stuff, I punched him once, you know, in the stomach. I just had to. He was being a fucking... You were being a dick, Adam. I'm sorry.
Dude, that hurt, bro.
Well, it doesn't hurt anymore, does it? Because when Dan was handling him, I fucking put a couple drops in his water, dude.
No, stop. You did not.
Yeah, I did, man.
I know you
like
did.
It? Yeah. Yeah, man. This is how we do it. Every show on the More Music Radio Pod, man. We just totally do all kinds of drugs and shit.
From this point on, your children's shows are going to be great.
Yeah, dude. You know what, dude? I'll give you these drops. You put it in their little juices, man. And they will love it.
That's kind of weird.
Put it in their little fucking Capri Suns and shit, man. Oh. Just inject it with a needle.
Why do you have foil over there? Like,
I'm just going to take a couple of hits off of this thing, man. Fucking.
Yeah, but what is it? Why do you need foil?
It's what they call...
not to wrap up the leftover pizza. That's
it's what they call a little bit of brown sugar. Hold on a second. I'm going to get this straw here.
Dude, you guys are nuts. Dude.
Cubby.
I can't take it. I don't know, man.
Holy shit.
Dude, why? Dude, come on.
I was hanging out with Brian Whitman the other night. I actually went with him to score that H, man. I fucking saved it for tonight, dude. What? I thought you were going to be cool and stuff, but now you're being cool.
Yeah.
Here you go, Dan. Fucking hit this shit, man.
But you didn't tell me there was going to be drugs on this show.
Yeah.
That's not, we don't tell people that, man. We just try to ease it in.
A surprise
stuff.
Party.
Hey, man, you know what, man? You feeling good? Because we got a caller on the air, man. Hey, what's going on? You're calling the More Music Radio Pod. And what's up? Want some heroin?
No, thank you. I was calling about Adam O.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'll take my kids this weekend. Have 8 kids.
Right.
His show, but after hearing all this drug paraphernalia and cursing, I don't think I want to take them anymore.
Well, you know what? Why don't you take your kids and put them in the car and drive them up the fucking pier, like, and do a Susan Smith on them, because we don't need them, all right? Or Adam doesn't need them.
I'm sorry, bro.
Susan Smith, yeah. Bam. Yeah. Yeah. So, what else you got to say, caller?
Is that true, Adam? Is that how you feel?
Yeah, man. What could I do for you?
Well, obviously, you're not doing my kids anymore.
Wow! Get your kids, and you better just put them to bed then.
You even upset my doggy.
Well, you know. Hey, man, you know what? There's a fucking huge... Wow, that dog is pissed. Maybe we better settle down.
He's really mad. He was saying I'm going too.
All right. Well, maybe you'll reconsider, you know. We're just having a little bit of fun here. I don't know if it's sir or ma'am or whatever, ma'ams.
Well, maybe I can just give my kids marijuana brownies too and take them to the show. How's that?
Yeah, just save some for us, man.
What show are you talking about?
Your show, the Adam O. Breakfast Show.
Your breakfast, whatever.
Oh yeah,
show
cool.
That's not gonna happen anymore.
What do you mean? I do the show.
Are you gonna start a petition or something? Or
oh, we'll be protesting outside for sure.
Hey, wait a second. You know, this is
that'll
be guys
got
to make a living.
That'll be just fine.
Listen, dude, you just need to get laid.
Shut that fucking dog up!
He's upset.
Or is that one of your kids?
No, the kids are sleeping already.
Oh, okay. What are they wearing? Your kids sleep in the nude?
Is that what Adam O likes?
Dude, stop, dude. I'm Adam Shankman. I'm not Adam O now.
Yeah, okay.
Gosh.
Shankman, Adam O, Adam Snow, whatever.
Dude, come on, man. Have a good time. Lighten up. You're acting so
uptight.
That's an
angry caller.
Yeah, I know. This is actually the first angry caller that we've gotten on the More Music Radio Pod.
How about change it to Adam Blow?
Oh, that's a good one.
Come on, man. You need
Relax, man. No one's listening to this. Come on.
It's cool.
No one's listening. Relax. Put a couple more drops in this thing. All right. Well, thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod, caller. I hope you reconsider and your kids don't grow up to be a jerk, okay, like you, okay? All right. Thank you. All right. Cool. So what's going on, Adam? I mean, you've been doing some stuff, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking a lot about Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about Pee Wee Herman, man. So yeah. What happened? You got to meet Pee Wee, right? He's pissed off at you.
Yeah, I met Pee Wee Herman. He's pissed because I got his email from a friend of mine, and I emailed him, and I asked him to be a guest on my kid's show, and he thought I was the director, Adam Shankman.
There really is a director, Adam Shankman, right? With an A?
There is, and so he thought I was him through the emails, and he's like, oh, great, I'm glad you're doing a kid's show. Let me, you know, if you ever need help, let me know, and I'm like, cool, and he would sign his name XO Paul, and I was like, "This is
what a that's kind of creepy, huh?
This is creepy
because XO that means a hug and a kiss, right?
Yeah.
So Paul,
so
or
totally freaked.
Remember the pictures of him when he was in Sarasota that one time?
Yeah, he
I was kind of remember. Would you like that guy giving you a hug and a kiss?
Well, it depends the time of day.
So, you know, so I asked him to be on my show. But thanks for the water.
It's no problem. It's good water, right?
And so he just, you know, and then he thought I was the director and I kept playing the part. And he's like, do you want to come to my Nokia show? Do you want like backstage passes? Bring whoever you want. And this is like last year. So I'm like, of course. So I go to the show and, you know, I'm cool. I'm watching the show. I go backstage and I'm like, had to do this, you know. I knew I was going to blow my cover, but I had to. I said, hey, Paul, it's Adam Shankman.
Like, oh, want to cool. go catch a movie?
Sure. And he looked at me with, like, these, like, Dairy Canary eyes, you know, like, fucking psycho. And he's like, yeah, and he's like, dude, you're not my Adam Shankman. And I'm like, dude, listen, Paul, I do a kid's
you
show.
You are not my Adam Shankman.
I want you to be on my show. He's like, please, hold on a second. So he gets his manager out, and she escorts me out of the building and says, never, ever, contact Paul again. And
so wait a minute. So, like, you were actually, like you were you playing a prank, or do you actually wanted to meet Paul Rubens, the guy who does Pee Wee Herman, to be on your show for real?
Well, I'm kind of a huge fan of him, and I wanted him to be on my show for real, and I thought this would make a great Hollywood success story, and it backfired. And
you were like imagining, like, wow, you know, he's gonna be cool, and he's gonna look at me, and he's gonna be like, you know what, I see a little bit of myself, you know, when I was his age, you know, and I want to help him out. I want to help him out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But it didn't work out.
Didn't
that
work
way.
Out that way.
That sucks, man. Oh.
Did you tell him about your breakfast cereals?
Oh, yeah, I feel, yeah. I
how did you feel, though, like, when he rejected you like that? Like, and I know you're, like, a huge fan. I mean, I was a fucking huge fan of Pee Wee Herman. I mean, anybody, like, our age was like, you know, that was, like the thing that was in, you know, when we were kids. So, like, when he like, rejected you like that, I mean, what did it feel like? I mean, it must feel awful. Like, do you fucking hate Pee Wee Herman right now, or?
I don't hate him. I just think that, you know.
Did it destroy the dream?
Jeez, man. You gotta be sensitive towards me, man. Like, big fan of Pee Wee, and then he kind of shuts me down.
I know, that's gotta suck, right?
But guess what? I'm doing a show, and I'm gonna top Pee Wee.
Yeah.
I'm gonna top Pee Wee.
Yeah.
Breakfast show with Adam O. And so I knew it. I knew it when he looked at me and said goodbye. I said, he'll be back on my show soon, and he'll be telling this story.
Did you ever try to contact him afterwards?
Fuck yeah.
And what happened? You just can't get through. Did he change his email?
No.
You got his phone number?
Let's just say I'm like kind of wanted on the Pee Wee end.
No, seriously. Like,
yeah,
did they put like a restraining order on you or something?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. You guys are cool, and you guys are my buddies. I don't know what you guys did, whatever, to me. but
we supposedly put acid in your drink.
Between the three of us. Yeah, I have a restraining order with Paul Rubens. I'm fucked up. People get DUIs, and I get a restraining order on Pee Wee Herman. So damn, you want to talk about fucked up? I have problems, guys. I play a kid star to be innocent.
I have a restraining order on Paul. He has one on me. I'm just a mess. All right.
That so, sucks, man.
So
what a conundrum. Because
okay?
Like
it's all coming out.
Because he can so relate to you, but he doesn't want to. It's crazy.
It's but like, this is, but I mean,
he's got problems with the law. You got problems with the law.
We may or may not have put acid in your drink, but like, did you for reals? Like, did you get like, this is all, this all really did happen in reality.
This really happened, and I'm
did you really get a restraining order?
I don't know what you put in my drink, but I just, dude, listen, I got a restraining order. I have a restraining order with Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman. I'm Adam Shankman. I just, I'm in trouble, and I'm doing a kid's show because I'm going to make this into an award-winning Emmy series, the TV show.
Well, you were saying that you did a Comedy Central pilot, right?
Yes, and I invited Paul Rubens to go to the show.
Oh, okay. He didn't show up.
No, he did not.
No, he's pissed off at you because you pretended to be some other dude. I mean, did you know that there was an Adam Shankman when you were born?
Dude, the guy's older than me. I didn't know that when I was born. My parents didn't know that. But come on. And this is between us. I'm not good at this radio stuff. This is weird because it's like I'm opening to you guys, but then like, right. The listeners too.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you, like,
we're ripping into your heart and we're exposing the insides of your heart.
It's a digital diary.
Mm-hmm. I just loved your guys' music, and I just wanted to be on your show. And now I'm telling you about my personal shit.
Yeah. They got a girlfriend right now?
She's supposed to come here right now and pick me up.
Yeah?
She in the audience on the kid show?
Well, she's texting me. I'm here. I'm at the door.
Hmm. Oh, okay. So she's at the door right now.
She's no, but you guys don't please,
make
promise,
her wait.
You guys promise me you
make
won't,
her wait.
Promise me you won't tell her about the restraining order. Paul Rubens.
I won't tell her about the restraining order, well, Paul Rubens, or that you've
wait,
been smoking.
Let me wait till I see her, and I'll tell you how what I'll do.
Cool.
I'll be right back.
Well, I don't know. Do you think you want to take a Jeremy? You think we should play a couple more songs or what?
Sure. Let's spin some tunes.
All right, then, man. We're gonna play some tunes and. Let's see, we're going to play some, let's see, Leopold right now, right? Yeah, Leopold with Junior Perkins on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back with Adam Shankman. All right.
The More Music Radio Pod.
throwaway. You're not wait. Are you wasting tape? Hi, are you wasting tape? Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos wasting precious audio tape, saying, "Listen to the Skid Row Radio podcast." Do I say radio? Is this radio? Yeah, I'm never going to remember that. Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos, and you're listening to, edit together, the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Did they edit that together well? Perfect.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We have Adam Shankman in studio. Hey, what's going on, man? We got that Adam O guy out of here.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, dude? You're feeling good tonight, huh?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Thanks to the Mormons.
Man. I see you finished all your water. Starting to kick in, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we were talking about your Comedy Central pilot that you're doing. And so is there any chance that we're going to be able to see it on Comedy Central?
Yeah, they want me to lose a lot of weight.
Yeah? How much weight do they want you to lose?
Until I lose those 30 pounds. Because I'm really overweight. I just have an eating problem.
Yeah, me too, man.
It's my drug of choice.
Yeah.
Elvis style.
It's one of my drug choices.
I can't do anything until I lose that weight, and I have I have 3 weeks to lose it.
All right. How are you going to do it?
Drink Tecate and eat your pizza that you have. Yeah.
Remember a while ago, you didn't want to even look at the Tecate, man. You were getting all uptight and stuff.
It's delicious.
Yeah, man. See, I told you, man. I told you. This is the Adam that I know. And, you know, we're actually joined by...
Sandy Ho.
This is Adamo's.
I'm sorry, that was rude that we chuckled at your name.
It's fine. I'm a Japanese American. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
We should be more attuned to that being in downtown.
Welcome here to our country.
Yeah, I grew up here. I'm just.
Okay.
My last name's Ho. It's.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Never mind. I'm just.
Well, in this particular country, it can mean. A variety of different things. It can mean a woman who sells her
body.
Or,
okay.
Well, I mean body. I mean price. I know varies right. For different areas of her particular body. But you know, I'm in.
Do you charge Adam O or Adam Shankman?
Oh my God! Of course, I don't charge Adam O.
Oh, okay. Adam Shankman though has like.
I don't charge
discount,
him for my
least?
Company.
Okay.
My company not being like company.
Do you charge him for your vagina?
My what?
Vagina.
I'm sorry.
Like a vagina or something.
With a woe on it?
With a W.
Like it's an extra vagina? Like, vagina.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of German or something.
So let's talk about your sex life with Adam O.
Come on, guys.
Come on, man. Relax. Drink the water. Okay. Drink the water. There you go.
Well, it's difficult because Adam O is an interesting beast. I must say that sexuality only comes in breakfast time, and it's a good time. It's a morning time. It's a time of the day has come. The day has the sun has risen. Many things are rising to the new day.
What does it feel? What does it feel like to be with a superstar?
Miss Ho's going to be taking my place while I lose the weight, so she's going to start singing you guys some songs. Kids, she's going to play a kids' host.
You can't sing any songs while you're losing weight?
No, not right now.
You got a losing weight song or anything?
Miss Ho wants to just do a...
Adam, honestly, I mean, my name is Sandy, by the way.
Sandy.
Miss Ho, and we're Adam Ho. I mean,
is that your mother's name?
It's my father and mother's married name, but,
call me Sandy. Sorry. Never mind. I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize for being, formal, but, Yes, Adam O is his sexuality is off limits, basically.
Oh, okay.
Adam Shankman,
that's
his,
what the kids say.
Very, very peculiar older brother is of a different father. You know.
Okay.
Not from a different mother, but different father.
Adam, what do you think about? What do you want to tell us about? I mean, you have your lady here in the studio, man.
She's my lady on the kids show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's nothing that would indicate that I'm anybody's lady except my own.
Oh, okay.
Sandy,
it's 2011.
I don't know if Adam Shankman would like to hear those.
Listen, Miss Ho, could I go on?
Please do.
I'm in love with you Miss Ho.
Oh, all right. Did you know that?
This is the least intimate area. This is an arena for skepticism.
It's cool that you let her know in front of these, like, three creeps.
Yeah.
That's really intimate.
Take your dick out.
Yeah, speaking of creeps, it is... I've been in a studio before, but I didn't realize that you all had to stand directly behind me the entire time. I wasn't aware that was part of the
production.
So you
came down to Skid Row Studios. What kind of environment exactly were you expecting?
I guess, you know what? I was expecting cereal. I was expecting songs. I was expecting...
We have spoon-flavored cereal.
You know, it's almost midnight. It's spoon-flavored cereal. Well, metal is a delicious entity.
And type of music.
Yes, so. Yes. I'm glad that you brought it back to the point in hand. Right? Yeah.
This is the more music radio pod, so we're into that. So, yep.
Wait, before you just stop, just do me that favor and play a kid's host, Vince.
A kid's host?
Yeah, because you said that we would be able to switch roles when you put stuff in my water.
I want to be Adam O for one show.
And I'm going to be you. Let's go.
All right, cool. So what would you do? Okay, well, first of all...
I want it to be Sandy Ho sometimes, but...
Well, you could still be Sandy Ho, and that's fine, you know.
Well, Sandy Ho has no identity, really, does he?
Sandy Ho's gorgeous.
But I need my own kid's name. So help me out with what kind of kid's host name can I have?
Heroin.
Heroinman?
Heroine's your first name?
Maybe Lady Heroine?
Heroinman?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, maybe I got to work on it.
How about just Vincent? Like you just say, I'm Vin.
Cent. Part of a dollar.
Yes.
Everyone wants to make a dollar, I was thinking, especially children.
I don't like it.
No.
I'm not into it.
Well, there's so much,
yes.
You know.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know if I could deal...
Kids got a rough deal these days.
I don't know if I could deal with being a kid's host, though, because kids are really rotten. You know?
Well, let's say also.
And I need a smacking.
I was going to go the other way. I was going to lie. I can't be around kids. Too sexy.
Oh, because they're too. Too sexy around kids?
I've got to say, it depends on the kids.
Who's too sexy, you or the kids?
Yes.
All right, Baba. Baba, what's his name?
Baba Ganoush. Yes, that's
Baba Ganoush, that's right. Can I just say one thing, though?
All right.
Is that, could we just stop talking about the kids thing?
All right.
I really...
Hey, man, you're the one making this show all steamy.
Not me. Just shut up. I just want to talk about something very personal to me.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm just saying watch your mouth because unless you want another sock in the gut, you know.
Okay.
Watching the mouth is a terrible thing.
Is that me and Miss Ho, we've been working on this song together for a while and we'd like to sing it.
All right.
A cappella.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have another live performance here at the More Music Radio Pod by Adam O and Sandy Ho.
It's called...
I don't know if they could hear that high five on the air.
Yes, it could.
Oh.
These are very expensive microphones.
High five happened.
It sounded like 20.
One, two, three, four. I got the chills for you.
Sandy Howe.
When I see your blonde hair, I got the chills for you. One, two, three, four. Look at your jeans, they're so tight on your hips. Look at your thighs, they're so waistless hips. Look at your arms, they're like butter to my socks. Sandy Ho, I got the
cheers for you. Your turn, girl. What? Check it, here she goes.
Love
that was cool. We had like probably like four or five beatboxers that we're sending away now. You guys got to go home now.
I think I might have literally choked in the middle of that.
Like, yeah, man. I like it, man. Yeah. I'm having fun, man. How about you?
Yeah, I'm having a blast.
Yeah. So other than the breakfast show, you got some stuff that you're doing, right? You do some other shows.
Yeah. I'm doing other shows. I'm doing a show called Beat Bop Road, and it takes place on a road, and it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a big ensemble, and I'm playing the part of Zappo Jax. He's very jive, daddy-o style.
And oh, okay. He's like an African American?
Yeah. And, you know.
Wow.
I'm trying to be serious. Come on.
No, right, well, no. Hey. I mean, we need to explain this.
I'm not even smiling. Because
I'm thinking like Vince Vaughn, Daddy O.
And
like,
so he's just.
Fucking
he just,
jackass.
Vince Vaughn can
style.
Suck my dick.
Yeah, mine too.
All night long.
He seems kind of strange.
What's the matter with him? You know?
He does. He seems a bit off.
You know, his head got really fat in the last 10 years. Got real big fat head.
Everybody's head gets fat.
I've always wanted to be in a Quentin Tarantino movie, and this is the closest I got. And I swear to God, I just feel like there's like, I feel like Miss Ho is like from a movie star generation, and I'm sloppy because I don't care. But
Adam Shankman, I really appreciate
tight
that.
At the head.
Oh.
I just got it like an old dazzled gel. But Miss Ho.
Am I getting hit on the air?
Yeah.
Am I getting
Can't you tell that this
swerve?
Guy is into you? I mean, what's
is
the matter with you?
Somebody putting the swerve on this?
I just wanted to say one.
What?
Uh-oh, two,
got another song coming
one,
up.
One, two, three, four.
Put your swerve on. Put your swerve on. Put your swerve on.
Yo, yo. Check it out, Brooklyn.
Put your swerve on.
Give a dog a bone. It's a buck who gives a fuck. I need the luck.
I'm gonna come.
When I see Miss Ho. When I see Miss Ho. When I see Miss Ho. She says one, two, three. I say a jive, four, five. I gotta see Miss Ho. When I say something awkward, the record just scratches on the air. Cause I saw Miss Ho.
Who is this?
One, two, three. Take it away, Miss Ho.
It comes from the heart, it goes down to my belly. It's like heartburn, it's like belly burn.
What?
I want you on my swerve. Is it okay to say sperm?
It's okay. So the kids are into this, huh?
It's not a kid's show no more, baby.
So the kids
get
are into the raving.
She's a long a lesbian.
Who the fuck listens to this podcast?
Space Invaders.
All right, man. That's fun, man.
It's cool, yeah.
The drugs and alcohol really help, though, to have the fun. Don't you guys agree? What kind of drugs you guys like?
I had a cereal today.
Anybody listening to this on the podcast, you're going to need to follow along exactly to the recipe. There was beer.
Right, okay.
There was whiskey.
Whiskey, okay.
There was cocaine.
We had a little bit of cocaine.
What kind of place there was a little, into here?
Jeremy shot up some heroin.
Jeremy had some heroin.
Had the right nut.
People are shooting.
Adam O thought he was having water,
right?
Which turned out to be LSD.
Whatever.
Right.
Adam O is not here anymore. And,
I actually went and took a big fiery diarrhea shit, but that is not a drug.
That's not about anything. That is just telling us about your butthole.
No,
have some sort of
there is a certain high that comes to relieving yourself
occurring at the moment.
Right. So we'll go ahead and include diarrhea.
I will battle you on that anal expositionism, my friend.
Again, beer, whiskey, cocaine, heroin, LSD, diarrhea.
I don't need to take a shit.
And then
I have a piece of cloth rammed in my ass because everyone told me that it was sexy, and I disagree.
We were also freebasing
and sexy diarrhea
off a piece
ladies.
Of
it's called
tinfoil.
A thong. It's a pile of nonsense.
But they're like $3. You can throw it out. Don't even worry about it. It's cool.
Right.
I just think that before we go, I think we should just try to keep this. Let's just try to keep this podcast as PG as possible.
Okay, all right, by the way.
See how you guys can do.
All right, beer, whiskey, cocaine, heroin, LSD, diarrhea.
We are totally against all of that
pretty
stuff,
ladies,
children.
And then kids show, 8 a.m., Comedy Central.
What you should be doing is going to Adamo's breakfast show and staying off of drugs and keeping away from alcohol and nicotine. And please also try to have a healthy diet.
Nicotine
and do
is
not,
a bullshit drug.
Do not listen to Howard Stern. Please only listen to Disney Radio and Skidrow.LA.
No. Don't listen to Disney Radio. Go see Adamo's show. Disney will...
And listen to Skidrow.LA.
And listen to Skidrow.LA.
Right. We have many shows on Skidrow.LA. We have A Piñata Hour. Right?
Nice.
Yeah.
We got Mad Time.
We got Matt Time. We also have The Love Bite. And that is a show where it's more of an adult type show. I don't know if Adam O is going to be able to handle it unless we drop some acid in his water.
What's Matt Time?
Matt Time is a show that involves MMA.
Martial arts. Half naked sweaty dudes.
Fighting.
Rolling all over a mat.
Right.
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs at your front door?
Trevor.
Matt.
Damn it.
Matt. It was close.
Well, cool. You know what? I got an idea, man. Why don't we play a couple more songs? We're going to take some pills now. We got some special pills, and we'll tell you what they were after we take them when we come back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Whitman Zone.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio Program on Skinbrow.LA.
Cause you know what, I think I'll just shut up and not do anything about it, huh? I think I'll just shut up and not do anything about it. You know, I think that shit probably happened. I'm gonna do that shit.
This is Caín Fonseca.
This is Caín Fonseca.
And you're listening.
And you're listening to.
To.
The.
More Music.
More Music.
Radio Pod.
Radio Pod.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're wrapping it up here on the More Music Radio Pod with our guest, Adam Shankman. All right, man. You did a good job, man. That was a good show, man. That was good. I liked it.
It wasn't really a show. It was, but okay. Thank you.
Man,
it,
all right.
Come on. Don't tell yourself. Dude, it was by far one of the most audible shows we've
ever
had.
You could actually hear it.
You could hear everything. I mean,
it was good. You did a good job, man.
That's exactly what
I feel like I'm getting like judged.
No,
you're not being judged, man.
No. I'm judging you.
I just
that's your insecurities.
All right, fine. You know what? Fine. You're absolutely right. I deserve a bow.
You do.
Thank you.
Did you see me bowing?
Really? Consider
oh, my,
my.
I just threw my back out bowing.
You know, could I just say one thing? The reason I'm here tonight is because I really respect. You know, Vince, Dan, you guys' music is the Mormons.
Thanks, man.
And so, like, to know you guys have this kick-ass podcast.
It's a free country. You can do whatever you want.
Especially as a Mormon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mormons. And only two of you guys are here tonight from the band. And so when I just saw you guys playing, I just was, like, blown away. And I'm like, this is an honor to be on your podcast. And then knowing that you get several thousands, 100,000 hits. It's cool.
Yeah, man. We're getting like several 100,000 hits right now. And probably the server is overloading right now from live listeners and stuff. So this is really good. And this is a part of the show where we want to tell people what's going on and stuff. And so is there anything that you're up to, man? You got the Comedy Central Adamo Breakfast Show special. And
well, we're just doing a pilot. We did a live show at their stage. And it was fun. They liked it. They told me to lose weight and just to get it.
Did they really tell you? Like, seriously, 100%. Did they really tell you?
They don't say lose
3D.
Weight.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know what? It sounds like we have a call at the end of the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you are on the air with Adam Shankman. Caller. You picked up your phone and you dialed 1-800-893-9562. You piece of shit.
Are they just breathing heavy?
Hi, this is Jennifer Lopez. I called to call this the More Music Radio Pod. I love Jennifer Lopez.
But I love what all the music that you play.
Yo, really fast because I.
And Mark Anthony is an asshole. I hate him.
You could find. you could find the Breakfast Show on the Breakfast Show, thebreakfastshow.tumblr.com.
Thebreakfastshow.tumblr.com.
Yeah, and just be a fan. And
Hello? Uh-oh, it sounds like we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Piñata Hour.
Hey, all right, man. I want to give a shout out to Piñata Hour too, dude. Yeah.
And I also want to give a shout out to the Matt Time.
All right, yeah. Shout out to Matt Time. All right, cool. Yeah,
they like MMA and they're buff and stuff.
Yeah, man.
They be fighting
and shit, dog.
And to the Mormons too. I like the Mormons.
Oh, hey, you know. Hey, thanks, man. You don't need to say that, but you know, it's cool. Oh,
come on.
No,
really,
he
does need to.
I really like you guys, huh?
I'm glad you say it.
Yeah, I like Beth Hole too. What's her name? Is Hole?
Sandy.
I like
Ho.
Her too.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, you know, she's taken by the Adamo.
Oh, that's okay. But whenever you know she wants a little Mexican in her, you know.
Oh,
I have a few Mexicans in me.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod. Hey, what are you wearing?
Thank you, man.
What are you wearing right now, caller?
A poncho?
I mean, way to go. We're not laughing at you.
Nothing else.
We are so
nothing else. A poncho, nothing. Sandy Ho really enjoys that.
So you got your huevos just hanging out, man?
Yeah, man. They're flying in the wind.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like doorbells.
Oh, beautiful. You should shoot up the heroin like in the Jeremy. Shoot up in the heroin in his balls.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
That's cool, dude. Hey, man, thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod, man.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. Thank
thanks,
you, Sandy
Ho.
Orale.
Hey,
Yule.
Yo, Vince.
Yeah.
I just want to... Yo, thanks, bro, for the caller. But I just want to really give a shout out to Sandy Ho and her real
all right.
name, because she's
amazing. That was good, man.
She's one of the best actresses, and she's local in LA, so check her out.
All right, Sandy Ho.
Brita Wool.
Oh, okay, this is the actress that was playing Sandy Ho, Brita Wool. And what are you doing, Brita?
And what am I doing?
Did you invent the water filters, or?
Almost as pure. Almost.
So you're an actress.
You just have to throw a bunch of water at me, and I just sieve it through a bunch of coal, and it comes out clean.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's not true. I wish it was, though. I do.
Yeah. So how long have you guys known each other? I want to get into some stuff now.
Not too long, yeah.
Yeah? Are you guys dating like a long time or what?
I never dated her.
Really?
No, we're just friends.
Well, I mean, I think it's the time now. I mean, you guys have shared a really like interesting experience here at the More Music Radio Pod. I think it's time now to kick it up a notch. What do you think, Dan?
I mean, I've been giving Adam Shankman a handjob on the table this entire time.
I think Emerald would approve.
And you think it was the water, guys.
Yeah, the water had nothing to do with that shit. You pour it through a Brita filter and it's okay.
Yeah, but Brita's a dope actress. Check her out, IMDb, and then you could follow her. How's the best way? Twitter, Facebook?
IMDb.
IMDb. Yeah. Well, it's sad that you did shatter the image of Sandra Oh and you broke the fourth wall and stuff, but that's okay. But, you know.
No, I'm really into shattering images. It's a.
Okay.
It's. Yeah, cool. It's good.
So, Adam, man, tell us more a little bit about the Pee Wee thing, man. I was thinking about that, and that's pretty crazy, man. So, you upset Pee Wee Herman. You, like, he thought that you were a director.
Yeah, he just thought I was Adam Shankman, the director.
Adam Shankman?
Yeah,
with an A.
There's a director named Adam Shankman, and he thought I was Adam Shankman, the director, and he realized that I'm just this other guy that's Adam Shankman. And then to this day, I have a restraining order on Pee Wee Herman, or he put a restraining order on
him. Did the other Adam Shankman direct porn?
No, he's a 50-year-old Jewish gay man that does the puts on the Oscars every year.
And there's nothing wrong with either of those things.
He's a choreographer. He's a nice guy, and I'd actually like to work with him. And,
they're both bros, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Pee Wee Herman thought he was going to meet a porn director, and then he didn't.
Yeah, but no, Pee Wee's great, too. And, you know, Pee Wee's listening out there. I got no beef with you.
Yeah, man. This is just a guy who's trying to emulate stuff, you know, and you should be flattered.
I know. I respect him a lot.
Why don't you just go jack off in a fucking porn theater then? Well, if you don't like it.
Adamo Breakfast Show is
because it's about computers these days.
I've seen it in 3D, and it is one hell of a show. Yeah. I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah, you know, our band, The Mormons, played, I think it was the prom night, Adam Shankman prom night show, right, over at the Echo Park Film Center or something?
Yeah, you played my show at the EPFC, and you guys are epic. And I remember that, you know, that was a night to remember. I went to prom.
Cool, man. Yeah, that was cool, man. That was a fun show, and I really like what you do, man.
Thank you.
And so tell us again where to find The Breakfast Show at and where to find Adam Shankman. And
yeah, my online presence is weak. I only go on Facebook to talk to girls, so that's the only reason I'm online. But besides that, you know.
The talking to girls part is excellent, though.
Rita, that's how I met
it
you.
It is amazing.
You guys met on Facebook?
No. Really,
that's how I reconnected with her. And then I
did get
did you guys know each other before?
Proposal online I from did. Adam Shankman.
Exactly. Are you serious?
In fact, that is one I of the only Facebook. Reasons why I showed up tonight, because I was like, right.
Maybe you're going
to
get a ring.
I remember that marriage proposal, because it stimulated the impulsivity in me to go, what if I fucking say yes? Can you say no? I can't.
You
say
could
that
say. Again. You can say the F.
Can I say F?
You can say
I
F.
Drop an F bomb on this thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dropping it, baby. And that marriage proposal sent out to about what? 15 women. 50 women. And the responses,
wow, you must feel so special.
And the responses were declined.
Yeah.
You were like, on the basis of how people respond, I will decline the marriage proposal. And it is so beautiful and so lovely. And so real that I was like...
You're intrigued. I can tell that you're into Adam Shankman right now.
Oh, can you?
I can tell.
Is it because I have my top off?
You guys got a thing. No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. But
I think it has a lot to do with it. She's a gorgeous...
It was just a hot summer night. I didn't even think anything of that.
No, I mean, you guys have all been sitting here naked, so it's very difficult to sort of... I was like, oh, I guess that's what this show is about.
Yeah, me naked, I could be a little bit off...
And your collars are only wearing, like, ponchos and shit.
Right. That's how we do it here. That's our fans.
Hot time, summer in the city. You know.
Yeah. But I really think...
What was that guy's name? I love that guy. Hello, guy, wherever you are.
No, you could... Yeah.
I think that you should give this guy a chance, though.
I agree. Do you have a website, Ms. Ho? But Brita Wool.
Brita Wool? Brita Wool does not have a website.
Well, how can we find you? Because... I think it's important.
You're obviously not serious about your career.
No.
No, I'm very not serious. I, never.
No, you could find her on Facebook, Brita Wool.
Oh, no. No,
IMDb. But listen, I'm just...
Are you guys, like, seriously an item, or are you guys just barely meeting? Like, is it for real, though? Yeah, we've been having fun here on the More Music
Adam
Radio Pod.
Shankman
but
sent out a Facebook marriage proposal, and I was honored.
And you never met him.
Tagged... No, I had met him once.
Okay.
And I was honored to be tagged in the 50-woman Facebook marriage proposal. And I was driving down the street, and I thought, you know what? What if I responded? You know, like, what kind of world do we live in where human beings are so fucking afraid of each other that they can't just say yes once in a while?
Right.
Just fucking say yes. And so I considered it.
Did you get any other responses from your marriage proposal?
Did anyone say yes?
Yeah, a couple dates, but they were...
Yeah, not good or...
They were... One was a yoga teacher.
Yoga teachers.
And the other one...
Cool. Are you getting jealous? Are you getting a little jealous? Or?
No, they touch you in ways that is extraordinary.
You could lose this guy.
Listen, I'm going to just say...
You better play your cards right.
When I first met Brita...
I've got a dick.
And Brita told you a dick. She told me she had a dick.
Oh, okay.
I do not have a...
Yeah, she didn't. She's not.
Well, you both of you seem like weirdos, so you guys will probably get along.
We're
gonna
be
well.
Great friends because that's what happens with me. Because I'm like an old movie.
Just don't fall in the friend zone, bro.
80s movie star or the shake.
Is he in the friend zone? Is he like not in there yet?
There is everything is.
You're friendly with him, of course, you know. But as soon as a guy gets in the friend zone, that's it.
He's got the best handshake.
I told you already that I've been giving him an Adam handshakeman under the table this entire time.
Yeah,
he likes you.
I like you.
Well, I'm taken. So you're going to have to turn to your... excuse me, madam.
Excuse me.
This is getting
me.
Good. Wait a second. You're taking my girl?
No, this is getting good.
Wait, he's trying
why
to take
not?
My girl.
Why not?
I'm not trying to take
anybody.
Why
not put us on the
Can we kill this recording light and let her tell me how she feels about me?
I can't see you.
Take Dan. He's married.
The microphone is in the way. Wait, wait, wait.
Damn it.
Wait, you lean to the right, and I'll lean to the left. Ready? Da da
da da da. Oh,
holy shit.
Wait a minute.
Shit. Wait a minute.
Adam, can you get the fuck out of here?
Wait a minute.
Hey, come on, guys. It's not every day.
No, secretly, I'm in love with him.
You know, I could tell. I think you guys are an item, and I want
well,
to...
I did drive down here midnight.
You did. Mm. So what are you guys going to do after this?
Bone.
There you go. All right.
A cat just walked by me.
A very large black cat.
Weird. Uh-oh.
Oh, you know, I'm not really...
He's a soundproof studio cat.
Hey, Adam, you got to seal the deal, man.
I do. Just leave me alone.
All right, if you want to do this on the air, we can do this on the air.
Let's do it on the air.
One, two...
Wait a minute.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, all right, we're going to sing another song?
Yo, check it, Brita. I met you at...
my own house.
And it was in...
my backyard.
And it was a beautiful backyard.
I was hungover.
She was hungover. She told me about Palm Springs.
Feeling really sensitive.
She took a drive.
I took a drive to Palm Springs.
Found her fascinating.
Yeah.
Gypsy style and all.
I was wearing gypsy clothes.
I said, could you see my face? Or are you too drunk?
I said, no, just hungover.
I said, get me some Indian food in the microwave.
This guy's gonna fuck after this thing.
Star of India is delicious.
I didn't even put my religion into it.
I didn't even ask what was your family background.
I said, one, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four. Check it.
All right.
Breeder, 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 breeder. You're the pumpkin pie of my apple, Adam. You're the pumpkin pie of my apple, Adam. Breeder, 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 breeder.
They gonna fuck. They call it fuck. They call it fuck.
Yeah.
They call it fuck.
Yeah.
I think you guys should fuck out of my
on the air. Fuck on the air.
All right, fine. You want us to fuck on the air? Fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
All right.
There come the pants off.
Okay.
Adam got a big dick.
You want me to take my
dick?
All right, fine. I'm taking my pants off. I'm taking. Jesus, this is like fucking beatbox.
Adam's dick get hard. Adam's dick is hard.
Pressuring. It's just like the more beatboxing you do, the more I just want
to. Adam's dick is hard. Adam's dick is hard.
You know, in the 90s, people were right about this hip hop music. It just like instigates.
Adam wants a penitree.
Adam wants a penitree. Adam wants a penitree.
Chicken, chicken. It's a pin, a tree.
I don't know. Wait, I tried my best, man.
Okay, so on Friday.
I didn't mean that, girl. It was just my reaction.
Hey, well, you know what, though? I really,
no, you know,
I think that you guys should kind of, you guys should do, you guys should like bring it together. I can tell you guys like each other. And we want to have the first marriage on the More Music Radio Pod. Give yourself some time, couple weeks, come back, and let's do it.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Is that anybody reverend up in this joint?
We can probably get one in a week or something.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
No, no, no. If it's a week, we have, you know, we're modern people here. We are autonomous beings. We can't congregate in any fucking good fashion. We have to do things now or never.
Well, I think something is going to happen, and I'm really proud to have it displayed here on the More Music Radio Pod that we have a new love.
All right.
A new love on the More Music Radio Pod. Adamo and Sandy Ho.
All joking aside, there is love here.
Right.
There is love here on this podcast, and there is much love here today. And all there is much love for the Adamo Show. It is.
Right.
It is love spectacular. Nobody makes anything for families anymore.
So check out Adam Shankman on Facebook, right? Facebook.com/AdamShankman.
Facebook, or you could just, I'm getting a website built. It's called adamshankman.com.
All right. I think I've been there, actually. I went to adamshankman.com. You can find some stuff on there, so go there.
It's just new.
So anyway, Adam, thanks for coming on the More Music Radio Pod. We really appreciate it. And this is a time in the show when Dan reads off a list of stuff to do this weekend in Los Angeles. Oh, all
and,
right.
And breed a wall, everybody.
And breed a wall. All right.
Breed a wall.
Breed a wall.
Thank you.
The daughter of Robert Wool from Marlis of HBO fame. Anyway, Friday, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm sure it is. Anyway, Friday, if you have nowhere to stay between like 10 and 12 or like 10 and 2, and you just want to like hang around downtown, go check out Black Party Politics. Actually, that's in Santa Monica. I take that back. 1348 14th Street in Santa Monica. And then if you still have nowhere to go the next day, you'll end up over at the Tribal Cafe.
These guys are making out right now, man, in front of us, dude. So uncomfortable.
I should be quicker.
Get a room, man.
I gotta get these pants down so I can jerk off. Jesus. This is pretty sweet. Ugh. Anyway, 1651
Wait
Temple
till
Street,
marriage.
Tribal Cafe, Odd Faces. And then on Sunday, you'll check out Seasons and the Summer Twins at the Bootleg. And then Monday, you'll cruise down Sunset. End up over at the House of Blues and check out Zizzix. And
Zizzix, that's actually an exit on the way to Vegas, man. Zizzix Road, and I think that's before Baker.
Yeah, it's
right when you Z-Z-Y-X-X.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's just a little tidbit.
So
what we do here.
So you can either check them out or go out to the middle of the desert and just wait to die. And then,
might as well die if you live in the desert.
I mean, Jesus, Jesus Christ.
Let the vultures snip at your balls.
And then Tuesday, stuff happens. I think there's stuff on TV. You should check that out.
There's actually some very good TV shows on PBS.
Or check out episodes of the Adam O. Kid Show, which may or may not exist.
I want to see that. Hey, Adam, like seriously, did Comedy Central let you know that they were going to like play your pilot or anything?
Yeah, we did a live show at their stage, and then I got contacted like 4 days later. And I was out in my folks' place for the last week hibernating because I got real tired of things and people. So I got contacted that they want to do a pilot based on Adam O.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing that, but like I said, I really need to lose weight. They said, they're going to train her and stuff.
They really say that.
100%. I'm really.
Well, fat people are funny. I mean, at least I hope so.
Fuck you.
But man, I really hope that happens because that's some big stuff, man. That's Comedy Central. And, all kidding aside, we've been having a lot of fun here on the More Music Radio Pod. But I want to say that the Mormons are big fans of Adam Shankman, and we've played his show. And we're really lucky to have him here on our radio show, the More Music Radio Pod.
Dan, the Mormons, you guys are amazing. Amazing, amazing band, the Mormons. Vince and Dan right here. And
hey, thanks,
Patrick,
man.
What's up? And the rest of the gang. But yeah, kick ass.
Yeah, Patrick Jones is listening at home. And
hey, Vince, so next week, hiatus for Skid Row Studios.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, we're taking a week off. And we'll be back in 2 weeks on the More Music Radio Pod. And that goes along for the other shows, Matt Time Radio and Pinata Hour and Love Bite Show. We're all going to take a break, right?
Yep.
So what are you going to do on your break, Jeremy?
I'm going to rebuild the studio and make some changes. And
what kind of changes are you going to do?
I'm going to clean up the studio a little bit. Mm-hmm.
What does cleaning up entail?
I'm going to separate power wire from audio wire to reduce...
They say that a little bit slower. I like that.
Shit. Oh, shit. And then, it's not exciting. Mm-hmm. We'll be back on next week.
I'm excited.
And during that whole week, I'm just going to play a marathon of all the podcasts.
Yeah, and that reminds me, too, if you... have iTunes and inside your computer, you can subscribe to the More Music Radio Pod on iTunes, and we're getting a lot of people on there. And while we're off, too, you can catch up on the More Music Radio Pod and other shows on skidrow.la. Go to skidrow.la, and you have like a shitload of podcasts.
Yeah, don't mean to interrupt, Vince, but while you're on skidrow.la, you know, don't let our sponsors front the whole bill. If you'd like to donate to the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a donation site. It's actually a donation page on the site.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we want your money, too. All
I'd
of
like
it.
To give my money.
That's right,
what's
please.
Up, community?
I know. Our sponsors got to pay Adam O and Sandy O.
Yeah, and we're looking for sponsors, too, man. We're drinking Tecate. We're drinking Jim Beam, heroin,
cocaine. Spirit.
Yeah, American Spirit cigarettes. What else are we doing?
Cocaine sponsors,
ketamine.
Honestly.
All the pharmaceutical companies. Please sponsor us. We want your money. We need it. We want it. We don't want to work anymore. Jeremy, do you want to work anymore?
I don't want to work at
I'm
all
I'm sick
anymore.
Of working.
I just want to do this all day.
Yeah, let's just do it all day.
All day.
All right, cool. So until we get that sponsorship, we're going to have to go to our day jobs and stuff. And we want to thank Adam Shankman for coming in and having a little bit of fun with us on the More Music Radio Pod. We really appreciate it, man. And we're totally behind you in all the stuff that you're doing. As you're passing out beers, I want to say follow the Mormons at facebook.com/TheMormons and follow the Mormons on Twitter at The Mormons and the More Music Radio Pod at MOR Music Radio on Twitter and email us at MOR Music Radio Pod at gmail.com and maybe we'll read your email on the air on the radio. All right. Yeah. So that has been the More Music Radio Pod. Thanks again to everybody. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Bree. Thanks, Adam. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll catch you in a couple weeks on the More Music Radio Pod.
Skidrow.la.